You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Tom Feck has released 4 albums under the name Tobacco since 2008. He's also the frontman of the band Black Moth Super Rainbow, and he created the theme music for the HBO show Silicon Valley. In this episode, Tom breaks down his song Gods in Heat from his newest album, Sweatbox Dynasty, recorded entirely on cassette tape.
I'm Tom Feck from Tobacco. I don't know any instruments. Like, I never learned, but my parents got me a 4-track when I was in high school, and I just played around with it so much until things started making sense. I borrowed a Mini Brute synthesizer, and I came up with that bass line. I think I was just trying to hear how dense it could be. So I was trying to find like the best, like the coolest bass sound I could get out of it. And that was it. And that was like hitting record right away because I didn't want to lose it. The drums are MPC. Straight into tape. I have this Tascam cassette recorder. And I play the MPC straight into the cassette without quantizing, sequencing, anything like that, because I like it to sound as real as possible. And because I'm not a drummer, it usually does sound pretty human, for better or worse. The drums have that crunch mainly from the tape machine, because I just run everything really hot. But they also get some of that too when you're on an MPC and you lower the pitch. That's what I like about MPC so much. It gives you that nasty, it puts like digital dust on it. The past few years, I've been listening to a lot of this weird lo-fi, I guess it's like black metal. There's this guy, Iljarn. He's like one of the innovators of whatever this style is. To me, it sounds like it's almost recorded on a boombox, and the tape is like another member of the band almost. It's like so important. I probably listen to a little more texture these days than I used to. I'm getting old, I guess. I pretty much always am recording on cassette deck. I think in electronic music, you're dealing in stuff that's usually clean and clinical. Anything you can do to make it breathe just helps so much. It's an old Oberheim chord synth. It just sounds really powerful. But the wobble in the chords is the tape machine. I didn't want there to be any guitar on this album at all at first. Because that guitar was supposed to be just like a placeholder. I wanted the album to be slimy, kind of like synth funk, but that changed pretty drastically. The fuzz bass, just because I didn't want it in there, doesn't mean it wasn't perfect for the song. So the vocals, that's always one of my sticking points. Lyrics are pretty ambiguous. Doesn't really have to mean anything. And when I was a kid, I always appreciated it when I didn't know the lyrics. It's the worst, like when you find out what the lyrics are and they end up being like embarrassing. I want the vocals to read like vocals, but I want the melody of the vocals to be as good as a synth part. I think the problem with a lot of singers is they think in like where they're comfortable, you know, their vocal range, I guess, where like with a synth and a vocoder, you don't have a vocal range. It's whatever you want it to be. Vocoder is just a keyboard and you sing or talk into a microphone. You're playing along as you're singing or talking. For me, it's just an extension of my own voice because I can't sing. I don't really want to sing. Like on this song, I kind of went back to an older, more nasty kind of sounding vocoder that doesn't really sound like a real voice. I don't think of the vocoder as a novelty. I don't think of it as like I am a robot, because that's not what it is at all. It's the easiest way for me to get my ideas across. I knew it needed like one more little thing and I didn't know what to do. And normally when I like don't know what to do like that, I'll ask myself, what would the Butthole Surfers do?
All right, what are we doing here?
And it gets me going. And that doesn't sound like Butthole Surfers at all, but for some reason that question always works on me. This was like the album where like I really learned to just kind of go with your gut, and like the first thing you do is usually the best, and it's usually the first thing you do for a reason. And I stopped second guessing. First take, Tommy, like everything I did, just keep it. Where normally, like, if I think something is coming off as listenable or good, then I spend a lot of time trying to break it down. This one, I just kind of let happen and let it be what it is.
And now, here's Gods in Heat by Tobacco in its entirety. Visit songexploder.net to learn more about tobacco and for links to buy this song. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. And you should follow Song Exploder on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for news, updates, and giveaways. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. This episode was edited by Christian Kunz and me. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.